From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Demonstrators are marching in cities across the country to call for federal immigration reform and express their anger over Arizona's new immigration law. Buzz Conover from member station KUAZ in Tucson, Arizona, was at one of the rallies.
Chanting Si Se Puede, or Yes We Can, thousands of people took to the streets of Tucson for a march against Arizona's new immigration law. 95-year-old Milton Schwiebel is a World War II veteran and one of the protesters.
I served in Europe and got the stench of Nazism, and I smell it here in Arizona now.
Across the street from the rally, dozens gathered to show their support for Arizona Governor Jan Brewer and the new law. A woman identifying herself only as Laura was one of those counter-protesters.
And illegal aliens, they don't care if they take our jobs. They're happy to take our jobs. They don't care if Americans can't put food on the table.
Across the nation, immigrant rights activists say they're stepping up their activities in the coming weeks. For NPR News, I'm Buzz Conover in Tucson, Arizona.
Thousands marched in major cities in Greece on this May Day, furious over planned cuts and reductions to pensions and wages of government workers. Taxes are expected to go up as well. Greece is dealing with crushing debt. The International Monetary Fund and European Union are working on providing the country with financial aid. The head of the U.S. Coast Guard says a giant oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico has so far not spurred shipping restrictions in Gulf channels. Commandant Thad Allen is now the federal point man for the spill. President Obama is planning to visit the Gulf Coast tomorrow morning, but Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says the state will not wait for a federal response and plans to use all of its resources to protect the shoreline.
The oil that is coming onto our coast threatens more than just our wildlife, our fisheries, our coast. This oil literally threatens our way of life.
That way of life also includes fisheries in other states along the coast. Darlene Kimball owns a fishing business and restaurant in Mississippi. She says while some of her employees have backup plans, the oil spill could be disastrous for others.
A lot of my fishermen will probably fall back on other experience that they have as far as in construction. A lot of them have done this all their life, so this is like... this is their life, their heritage. This is what they live for, some of these gentlemen.
The Coast Guard admits today it's nearly impossible to know how much oil has leaked since the April 20th rig explosion. President Obama offered a broad defense of government today. He used a commencement address at the University of Michigan to encourage new graduates to engage in civil debate. He wanted them also to expose themselves to different political points of view. The winner of the 136th running of the Kentucky Derby is Super Saver. This is NPR News. The Food and Drug Administration is telling people to stop using liquid children's medicines, including Tylenol, Motrin, Benadryl, and Zyrtec. The products are made by McNeil Consumer Healthcare. McNeil says it's recalling the products after discovering manufacturing problems that could affect the quality, purity, or potency of the drugs. A full list of the recalled medications is available at the company's website. The UN Refugee Agency says tens of thousands of people have returned to their homes in Pakistan's Swat Valley. They were forced to flee a year ago when the government launched an offensive to uproot Taliban militants in the region. But as Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN says Swat's residents are struggling to rebuild their lives.
The fighting in the Swat Valley only lasted 2.5 months, but it triggered one of the largest and fastest displacements ever seen. More than 2 million people fled their homes. UN refugee spokesman Andrei Mahecic says about 90% have since returned.
Today, Swat's capital, Mingora, is once again a bustling town, but the human cost of the conflict is still being felt there and across the Swat Valley. UNHCR and its NGO partners are helping some of the most vulnerable returnees by building shelters for civilians whose homes and other property has been lost.
The region remains volatile. Just today, a suicide bomber killed 2 people in Mingora. These sporadic attacks cause people to again flee their homes. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
More storms and possibly tornadoes are in the forecast tonight for Arkansas. Several twisters tore through the central part of the state last night, destroying homes. At least one person died. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.